Adel Kozelski, you're coming in at the end of a very, very interesting and heated conversation. Obviously, talking about the issue of racism, talking about the horrendous act that took place in the United States. Is there a spiritual message in all of this?
I would have actually love to have heard the heated discussion, but I'm busy doing my shopping for Shabbos. So, be it as it may, I would assume that it was heated and rational, and everybody saying what they're saying. So from a spiritual point of view, there's a few points that I want to bring up. Number one, from a Jewish point of view, from a Torah point of view, each and every single person created by God was created in the image of God, deserves to be respected, deserves to be honored, and deserves to be treated as such. And therefore, from a Torah point of view, from a spiritual point of view, there's no question that we need to condemn the tragic killing of George Floyd, and that it's completely and categorically unacceptable.
Right.
So that's number one.
Okay.
However, at the same time, as you know, I always try to look at the world within the context of something much bigger. And it's kind of like we've gone from one pandemic, which was like almost in a sense God-given, to now another pandemic, which is human created. And it's obviously coming on the back of a lot of frustration, et cetera, et cetera. But I kind of like see it in context of the fact that we've just finished the festival of Shavuot, where we celebrated the giving of the Torah, the giving of divine commandments into this world. And part of the divine commandments were seven commandments given to the world in general. While Jewish people received 613, the non-Jewish world, the greater world, received seven. And some of them are absolutely fundamental. Do not kill. Do not steal. And certainly I think that the revolution that we are seeing, While fundamentally it is correct and we need to protest that every person's life is of value, one must never ever forget that you don't fight that with the same sword. So this rioting is unacceptable. It's, you know, you're going against murdering and you're going against stealing, which are fundamental to society as a whole. When you go and loot other people's businesses, when you go and you destroy things, you are murdering other people. And what I found absolutely and independently fascinating was that there was a lot of people, black people, that have come on thing and are shouting at the protesters, "You've just destroyed my living. You've just destroyed my life. You know, you've messed up my shop. You've messed up, you know, and killed a whole lot of stuff." And really what is this all about spiritually is that I think the world is birthing the concept that we cannot deal anymore with subjective governments that are authoritative or people that are selfish. We are looking for a divine light now, a place where each and every person has self-respect and in turn respects humanity. And that's really the Torah viewpoint, is that we're not here to go and say, "Well, you know, our religion is right and all of you are wrong and you'll be destroyed and we will live." No. The messianic process is a process where we will all, nations of the world, live together in peace and harmony. And that will only come when each and every human being, not black, not white, not Jewish, not Jewish, not South African, not New Zealand, it doesn't matter who you are, pink, blue, or purple, that each and every single one of us realize that we have a divine spark, that we give the respect to ourselves to recognize our worthiness and then practice that worthiness and respect to the next human being. And that's part of the birthing of the messianic process. We have to come to that. So the antidote to the killing of a George Floyd is a yes to speak out and demand justice, because it's completely unjust. But the way to retaliate to it is not to go now looting and killing and destroying and stealing from everybody else in your anger, but to go out and do an act of goodness and kindness.
So you know what's so interesting about this is we've come from a period with COVID, and actually I don't think America has, and maybe that's the reason, is certainly in South Africa and many other parts in the world, we've seen incredible unity, that we are all united against one, to deal with one thing. The humanity that we've seen in South Africa it brings tears to my eyes, how amazing people have been towards each other. And yet now you go from that extreme to this other extreme. And maybe, as I'm asking you the question, your thoughts, I'm thinking, well, actually, America wasn't ever that. They were never united, even over yes. COVID. And now look at this. Maybe this is, you know, maybe it does say a lot more about American society than we could even imagine.
Absolutely. And I think because it's in our face, you know, wherever you go, you open up in any type of media, you're just seeing all this going. It's like something screaming out at everybody. And yes, I do agree with you. I think South Africa is a light unto the nations, you know, that we do have that compassion. And yes, we've done a tremendous amount of good. And that is the way we come out of COVID, learning the lesson and making this world a better place. Putting it back into anarchy is actually defying everything. You know, you're protesting the destruction of a human being, and what are you doing? You're being destructive. Yeah. It's like completely
Except I think we have
contrary.
To keep, you know, I spoke to, in fact, I was talking about it earlier. I'm friends with a guy. His name is Moti Seligman, who's the Chabad head of Chabad marketing globally. And we were chatting last night because he's looking at an initiative that he asked my view on. And we speak very, very often. And the point that he made was that there was a tremendous amount of fear in his community because, unfortunately, they've been on the negative side of some of these things. But he said what he saw over this period was that the majority of people were peaceful. He said there was this protest where the streets were silent for 30 minutes. And he said it was incredible to see. And it was exactly not what I expected him to be saying. I thought he was going to go on about protests and fear and all sorts of terrible things. And he didn't. He said it was so powerful. And I do think that that's where we have to maybe also to try and focus.
I think at the end of the day, it's not Black Lives Matter. We should change it to All Lives Matter. It doesn't matter who you are. All lives matter because we've all been created in the image of God. And when everybody in humanity understands that, then we will give birth to a messianic time. And I think that the majority of people do get it.
I do think
you know,
so too.
And we need to condemn the protest, the violent protest, as much as we condemn the death of George Floyd, and understand that we need to have respect, each and every single one of us. And I think that while this is unbelievably ugly, this is like kind of like the violent birth pangs before Mashiach, where, you know, things look very, very chaotic, but from it will blossom a way that humanity can move forward in love and in community, worthiness
Absolutely.
And respect.
Amazing. Zanati, your thoughts? Thanks, Adel. Zanati, your thoughts?
No, definitely. I mean, even George Floyd's brother condemned the violence.
See, I don't think I don't think most people would condone this.
And I mean, I do agree. There are definitely, you know, criminal elements in terms of the looting and the violence. But at the same time, I feel like depending on your threshold, there are people who literally are just so frustrated, and they're like,
and
you know what, the system's done us wrong, let's just.
And that's what's got to be addressed. And interesting, Taryn says, and Taryn, thank you for this. I think it's an important conversation that I'd like to actually take up further when we have more time. Taryn says, what about murders in our own community? No one ever talks about this. I'm the adult victim of a parent murdered. So Taryn obviously lost a parent through murder. Lives matter, but do the lives of the perpetrators also matter? So it's very, very interesting and very obviously very painful.